Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of the Pens up in Buffalo, do you take anything away from the fact, Teddy Bluger? Do you worry at all that you lost to a team like Buffalo?
I don't know. Maybe a little cause for concern in the sense that this time of year we can't afford to kind of come out flat like that. I felt like we were kind of second to loose pucks, losing a lot of puck battles, and I think that kind of cost us. So I think in the sense that, you know, this time of the year with about 10 games left and the playoff race the way it is, I think we just got to come out with more energy.
Yeah, 11 games left to be exact, Mr. Bluger, and the Pens still sit third in that East Division, Colin. And the way things stack up right now, your first-round matchup is going to be against Washington, the Islanders, the Bruins, maybe an outside chance at the Rangers, but let's talk about those three teams that
right.
We listed in the Fan Morning Show daily Twitter poll this morning. Of those three teams, Washington, New York, the Islanders, and the Bruins, which of those three teams presents the best possible first-round matchup?
Well, let's work it reverse. The Bruins present the worst. You don't want to see Marchand and Bergeron and Pasternak. You know, you don't. We saw what happened in a five-goal period. We saw how the Penguins have sort of, I don't want to say lost their mind, but the matchup that those guys present with the Penguins. So I don't know if you're on my page or not, but I eliminate the Bruins as the team in which I think would, and we've seen this practically play out on ice, the team that gives the Penguins the most problem there, and it's because of that line.
I agree with that, and you're right. It's because of the Bergeron Marchand line, regardless of who else is on it, whether it's Pasternak or not. That line has been able to do both things that you need a top line to do. It shuts down the opposition top line, as they do against Crosby when they match up in Boston, and then it also scores. And look, I think the bulk of people feel that way, at least the results of the poll so far, say only 18.6%. Of the respondents would prefer the Bruins. One person in particular saying, just not Boston. So I think we're all in agreement on that. But when you have to pick and choose from the other two, I think I take the Capitals.
I do too, and I'll tell you.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Yeah.
I think the Penguins can skate them off the ice in a longer series. I don't want to see Barzal take over a game. I think that top line of the Islanders, believe me, I get what the top end talent can do. I see what Tom Wilson can do in a series for Washington. I get all that. I just think that Barzal and Zajac and Eberle could present problems in their youth, so to speak, and in the way that they can play and grind out a 7-game series that I don't know if Washington can. I think the Penguins can skate past Washington in 7 games.
The Isles, it strikes me, and you're along the same line of thinking that I am for the most part. The Islanders have more than one way to beat the Penguins. I understand in the regular season matchups this year, it didn't go that way. But they've got the ability to skate with them, as you point out. But they've also got the ability to just simply play that disciplined Barry Trotz style of hockey. And they've shown in the past that they are more willing to stick with that disciplined style than the Penguins have in the past. Now, maybe that sweep at the hand of the Islanders a couple of years ago taught Chris Letang and Evgeny Malkin and whoever else is still on this roster from that team some lessons about how to play in the playoffs, especially against a team that you look at on paper and say, well, we're more talented than them. Mm-hmm. We should just win, right? But until I see that in action, I won't believe that they have learned that lesson. So give me the Capitals, as much as I hate the idea of Tom Wilson being able to get away with what he'll be able to get away with in the playoffs. As much as I hate the size disparity that they're going to face against Washington, as much as I know they're going to take a beating, especially if it's a long series, I also think they can just skate circles around the cap. They've done it a couple times this year in the regular season. They can skate circles around the caps if they have to, and maybe even take care of business a little bit sooner than seven games.
Well,
take care of business in five or six and give yourself an extra couple days off before you then have to face Boston or New York.
I'm more afraid of Barzal and Zajac and Eberle and Palmieri and Brock Nelson and now J.G. Pageau than I am of some of the guys that seemingly the Penguins have found a way to get their number over the years. In Ovechkin and Wilson and Oshie and Backstrom, and we'll see where Mantha fits in all of this. Connor Sherry and Daniel Sprong and Eller and those guys. I just think that the familiarity, and I understand that Washington has gotten past the Penguins one time, but the familiarity and the way that they're still looked at maybe as the big bad Penguins by that team, even though they've gotten past them, I just think that the Penguins are a better team than Washington.
I also think Mike Sullivan is going to outcoach Peter Laviolette when it comes down to it. I think this Laviolette continues to go back to the same old well in his strategy against the Penguins. You saw it for a glimpse in that one game earlier this regular season. He's convinced that the way to beat the Penguins, even now, 9 years after that Flyers series, he's convinced the way to do it is to get under Crosby's and Malkin's and Letang's skin and let them self-destruct. And they're not the same guys, the same players even, that they were 9 years ago. They're certainly not the same humans. They are much more patient, and they will turn the other cheek much more often than they did in that series against the Flyers 9 years ago. And they'll simply let Tom Wilson and Zdeno Chara and whoever else, TJ Oshie, Ovechkin even, they'll let them take their runs, and then they'll beat them on the power play.
Yeah, no, I am a little leery going into this. A little bit with the penalty kill of the Penguins. Does that half wall pension of Ovechkin to just stand there and throw daggers at it, does that scare Penguins fans? Yeah, probably. But you know what? Barzal dancing through everyone scares the hell out of me. It really does.
Right. You almost have to chalk it up and say, yeah, Ovechkin's going to get one at some point in the series, right? But now, how do we neutralize the rest of it? And how do we stay out of Wilson's shenanigans? And how do we not get the snot beat out of us in front of the net by Chara? And how do we keep Oshie out of our heads? You know, all of that stuff. How do we not turn the puck over in the neutral zone because he's one of those guys that can turn it around? I don't know. I think we're on the same page that Washington presents the best
opportunity
in the
first round. How good's Craig Anderson?
Right. You know? Their goaltending isn't nearly on par, I don't think, with what the Penguins can provide, especially if Jari is playing at his best. Washington, I think, provides the best opportunity. And Boston does not. Miles, somewhere in the middle there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.